Welcome to Nightlife, a bite-size episode.
Catherine Tulich is an entertainment journalist and reporter who we normally speak to at her home in the United States. But Catherine, good evening and welcome home, because I understand you're in the land of Oz.
So I'm here in beautiful Sydney. It's home for Christmas, which couldn't ask to be in a better place back home for Christmas in Sydney. It's
and how's beautiful. It gone for you so far?
Oh, it's been wonderful, yeah. I'm up on the beautiful northern beaches, so just wonderful days on the beach. And LA's been pretty cold lately, so I've been very happy to be here.
Well, we're very grateful too that you've taken time out from your little holiday to still talk to us as usual in this Hollywood Hot segment. And sadly, we begin with the news that's been dominating the news cycle for the last 48 hours, the death of George Michael. You actually met him.
Yeah, very sad to hear about George Michael. Yeah, I was very lucky to, I flew to London his fifth and final studio album was Patience in 2004. And I was flown to London, Sony Music here flew me to London to do an interview with George Michael. And often people ask me, because I've done many interviews, who was your favourite interview? And often I will say top of my list was George Michael. He was just this extraordinary person, and he was very shy in the fact that, you know, he hadn't done anything for a while, and he basically, we were told, no photos, you know, he doesn't want to be filmed, he doesn't want any photos, he's not really confident about the way he looked. I mean, he looked fine, he looked great, but, and also, normally when you do an interview, you're told you've got, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, you know, and, you know, I was told, no, George doesn't like to do that. He wants to sit down and have a chat with you, and he'll just let it run as long as he wants to talk to you, so there'll be no limit to the time. And I just remember I had this extraordinary conversation with him. He was very open, talked a lot about even, you know, the 1998 scandal, of course, in Beverly Hills, when he was, you know, accused of lewd acts and coming, you know, and his relationships and that. And I just always remember it was probably one of the most extraordinary interviews I ever did with anyone. So I was very sad to hear about his passing this week. You know, and of course the tributes have been flowing in. And lots of speculation, of course, also about how he died. They're saying he died peacefully in his sleep, but I know the Daily Telegraph is now saying that he perhaps had a problem with drugs or heroin, but of course none of this has been actually confirmed.
Yeah, well, you can't stop that sort of speculation, can you? But it was the partner who said in a tweet that he found him, discovered him in the bed, and there was nothing suspicious about it, but sadly a medical reason behind it, which we've been told is heart failure. But it's also, in this situation, Catherine, we learn so much about a person that either we just didn't know before because they wouldn't let us. And in this case, he so many private things, like his support of so many different charities. It's being revealed now that he supported them, gave royalties from singles to different UK charities in particular, and said, but only if I can do this anonymously, I don't want the publicity.
And that's what's so amazing, isn't it? I mean, you hear so many celebrities that are so, you know, wear it out there that, oh, I'm giving money to this, I support that. But I think the ones that keep it private, like George Michael, is quite extraordinary. And apparently even did things like helped a person that was on a game show, you know, gave money to people. You know, there's even reports that he was at, you know, even a barmaid, he gave a £5,000 tip after learning she was a student nurse with large debts. I mean, apparently he even did things like this, just randomly gave people money. I mean, it's just quite extraordinary how generous it was. And yeah, finding out these things is wonderful.
Not to mention, of course, the extraordinary musical legacy.
Oh, yes, exactly. I mean, from 1983, it was Wham, you know, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. And then, of course, he launched an incredible solo career with his album Faith, which sold about 25 million albums. And, you know, I think for many of us, it will be a soundtrack of many decades that we will never forget. Songs like Careless Whisper, of course, Last Christmas, which came up, I think, just about every Christmas, that song. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's left such an extraordinary legacy of music. And, you know, was reportedly working on some new music and a documentary. So, you know, he was certainly still going to, you know, continue his career before this happened. And, of course, we also learned the fact that he loved Sydney, you know, he loved being in this country and had even bought a home in Palm Beach. So, you know, he felt very comfortable here. So, yeah, I mean, there's so many things, I guess, that we, you know, as you say, we're only learning now about this extraordinary musician and songwriter.
Yeah, let's hope ill-informed or unfounded speculation, which runs rife these days with anything like this, doesn't get out of hand in that case, and he's remembered with respect. At the same time, in the last week or so, many people having great concern for the health of Carrie Fisher. She took ill on a flight from the UK back to the States, didn't she?
Yeah, they were saying it was a serious heart attack, but now they're not confirming that. They're basically, you know, saying that it was a medical emergency. And according to her mother, of course, the very famous Debbie Reynolds, she tweeted that the family would share any updates, but basically she is in a stable condition and that, you know, she will let people know if that changes. But she was travelling from London. She's been, of course, came very much back in the public eye with the relaunch of Star Wars, and even Rogue One also pays tribute to her. And that fact that she was also out there doing another book called The Princess Diarist, she was promoting that in London, and unfortunately this happened on a plane back to her home in LA. So again, we can only hope that she's doing fine and the family is around her.
Yeah, and many people wishing her well as well, no doubt about it. Now, we always talk about box office. What's the latest with Rogue One?
Well, there's no stopping the force. Ruled over Christmas, of course. Yes, it's in the US grossed an estimated $96.1 million. So that's just over the holiday weekend. So it's doing very well. And sort of put a dimmer on another sci-fi movie that came out that had a lot of speculation, Passengers, with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence, who I must say personally is probably one of the worst films I've seen this year, but it did have a lot of very fancy promotion and a very high caliber cast, a very, very stupid sci-fi, but it did open more on the low end. But also a couple of films that have done very well, the animated holiday movie Sing, which I know is also just open here, like a, you know, animal karaoke movie, but very fun. That is doing very well. As also a very silly film, but I have to say incredibly enjoyable, Why Him, with Bryan Cranston and James Franco, also did quite well as well.
And we're actually going to play a little track by Stevie Wonder and Ariana Grande from the soundtrack of Sing in just a few moments. And ironically, it's called Faith, and that has been the most requested George Michael song of the last couple of days. George Michael's version of Faith. This is a different song altogether from the Sing soundtrack, so we'll get to that in a moment. Now, Catherine Tulich, I would imagine if you are invited to perform at the inauguration of a President of the United States of America, that is almost a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But some celebrities are turning down the invitation to play for Donald Trump's inauguration, are they?
Well, exactly. I mean, this is no surprise, of course. I mean, you know, the likes of Barack Obama had a very high caliber list of talent he could always draw on from the Beyoncé's, etc. But even though Donald Trump has a Celebrity Apprentice producer Mark Burnett working on this, they are having a lot of trouble hauling in some big names. I mean, people have publicly said that there's no way that they would perform is Elton John, has been very public about that. But even people like Andrea Bocelli, who Trump has said has been a big fan, he, I think, was considering it, but there was so much heat from fans on social media, complete with a hashtag, you know, boycott Bocelli, that he's decided to back out as well. And even some of the country stars, I mean, the Dixie Chicks would not get involved with that. That's, you know, that may be expected. But someone like, even like Garth Brooks, because usually country acts do tend to skew Republican. Garth Brooks has said that he would not be involved in this either. So I think so far he's managed to book something like the Morbid Tabernacle Choir and a reality star singer. So unfortunately, what? I don't think he's doing too well so far.
Do they actually perform as part of the inauguration ceremony on the 20th of January, or is there an inauguration concert?
I think they do a concert, don't they? Or there is like someone that will do the Star Spangled Banner. I think they do, you know, they have certain...
They're incorporated into elements of the ceremony. And then, of course, they have about a dozen balls the President and First Lady have to get to on inauguration night, don't they?
Exactly, that's right.
It'll be interesting to see who gets to play at all of those and how many of those balls there are as well. So, yeah. Oh, terrific. All right, Catherine, we've taken up enough of your holiday time. Thanks for bringing us up to date on everything. And we'll go out now with this little track from Stevie Wonder and Ariana Grande. We'll talk to you next week at the usual time, Catherine.
Great, thank you.
Catherine Tulich, she is, of course, the entertainment journalist and reporter who brings us Hollywood Hot here on Nightlife each and every Tuesday evening at this time.